Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring songs from the Four Tops from the very early years, starting in 1964. Well, an old friend from Detroit's talent shows, William Mickey Stevenson, found the Four Tops one night singing in New York. He mentioned that he was running this little record company with Berry Gordy, this Motown thing, and he urged them to consider joining Berry Gordy's young, growing organization. Well, the Four Tops were reluctant, knowing Motown lead toward rhythm and blues-based pop music. Well, the Four Tops instead signed with a jazz label called Riverside. Oddly, they recorded a big beat version of Pennies from Heaven, so they thought their roots were in jazz. But after a few years of that, they realized that to make any money, they needed to achieve top 40 status. So they kind of reluctantly joined the Motown label, and were so glad they did. Well, here is their very first top 40 song, Baby, I Need Your Lovin', number 11 from 1964, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
And sure that fate will bring bring another love their way. But ask the lonely how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love that will never return. Just ask the
that me?
Oh, I think that was a good temple. Did I like you got it. Drummer, you're doing fine. All right.
Ready? One, two. One, two, three.
Doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doobie-doo. Oh, doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doobie-doo.
I'm looking. Trying my best to find some little girl who will share this love of mine. Could it be you, Mary Lou? Could it be you, Susan May? Could it be you, Lucille? Could it be you, Maybelline? Could it be you, honey child, who will share this love of mine?
She must be willing and able to love me right in the middle of the day and our time.
She must love me long, love me strong, until my heart beats the tune like a bell ding dong.
Could it be you
who will share this love of mine? Every minute of the hour, and every hour of the day, and every day of the week, and every week of the month, and every month of the year. And baby, look here, I need your love, yeah. After year.
Could it be you, Dolores? Could it be you? Could it be you, Gloria? Could it be you? Could it be you, Chiquita? Could it be you? Could it be you, Colita? Could it be you?
You are the child who will share this love of mine.
Be willing and able to love me right in the middle of the day and our time tonight.
She must love me long,
love me strong,
until my heart rings the tune like a bell ding dong.
Could it be you
who share this love of mine?
Could it be you, Dolores? Could it be you? Could it be you, Gloria? Could it be you?
That was Could It Be You? That was the Four Tops' very first song ever recorded way back in 1956. Of course, didn't go anywhere. And before that, this song did go somewhere. Ask the Lonely, it reached number 24 from 1965. And the Four Tops' very first hit, Baby I Need Your Loving, came in at number 11 from 1964. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the early work of the Four Tops this half hour. Well, the next song we'll hear from is the very first number one song the Four Tops had. Well, lead vocalist Levi Stubbs recorded I Can't Help Myself and was unhappy with the results after a couple of takes, but producer Brian Holland insisted it was perfect. Well, Levi was promised he could try again the next day, but there was no recording session the next day. So I Can't Help Myself was released just as Brian heard it after the second take. And it is a signature Motown song for sure. So here is I Can't Help Myself, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Come and you go. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was Something About You that reached number 19 from 1965. And before that, a Motown Memories favorite song. It's the same old song, number 5 from that same year, 65. And we started off with the first number 1 song the Four Tops had from 65, I Can't Help Myself. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring the early songs of the Four Tops this half hour. Well, after their first number 1 single, I Can't Help Myself, written by the great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland, the Four Tops needed a follow-up song immediately. Their success on Motown inspired Columbia Records, a label they had signed to briefly in 1960, to re-release a song called Ain't That Love, and Motown was afraid that that would spoil the chances of a hit sequel. Well, that writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland went into high gear and wrote the fastest hit of their career. And here it is, Reach Out, I'll Be There, number 1 from 1966, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Destiny.
www.tomfallon.com.
Standing in the shadows of love, I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Can't you see me standing in the shadows of love? I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. I wanna run, but there's nowhere to go, 'cause heartaches will follow me, I know. Without your love, the love I need, it's the beginning of the end for me. 'Cause you're taking away all my reasons for living when you pushed aside all the love I've been giving. Now wait a minute, didn't I treat you right now, baby? Didn't I do the best I could? Now didn't I? So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love, trying my best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone I'm destined to be, with misery my only company. It may come today,
touch to comfort me.
Well, that was Seven Rooms of Gloom that reached number 14 from 1967. And before that, Standing in the Shadow of Love, number 6 from 1966. And before that, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over, number 18 from 1966. And we started off with the second Four Tops number 1 song, Reach Out, I'll Be There, number 1 from 1966. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.